on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Everybody's got a story. This always goes a little crazy. It's my favorite part of the Lisa Dent Show. Not when I host, but when I listen. So, Kevin Powell, I'm going to go with you first,
whoa,
buddy.
I'm honored.
Yeah,
you
look at that.
Me first. Favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, John Hansen, go.
Oh, I like the one with the vampires with Selma Hayek.
Well,
Dust Till Dawn.
He didn't direct that, though.
He's in it, though, isn't he? Didn't he direct that, too?
Did he direct Dust Till Dawn?
I think he saw it.
That's Rich Rodriguez, right?
I don't know. Okay, I got to pick something else. Pulp Fiction. Okay.
Robert Rodriguez directed a screenplay by Quentin Tarantino. That was Dust to Dawn. Good one. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Fan, have you seen it?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's a good one.
Steve, you've seen it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mary, have you seen it?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't remember.
It's Tarantino's most recent film.
I'm not a big fan of his.
He's got a foot thing.
He does.
In fact, in that movie From Dusk Till Dawn, there was a scene with Selma Hayek, and doesn't he put that in all of his films?
A foot thing?
Yeah,
a gorgeous actress and feet, and there's like close-ups, and it's a little like.
He does seem a little different, but he makes all of his movies are really great.
Is there a story here, Kevin? Or
sure,
is
what's
John,
going on?
He's supposed to play a long Hanson. He's like, oh no, I've
Reservoir
never seen a
Dogs.
Tarantino movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, personally my favorite Tarantino movie. Brad Pitt is in the film. He won an Oscar for his role as Cliff Booth.
Running out of time.
They have new movies coming out.
Oh, there we go.
David Fincher. Maybe you've heard of David Fincher.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. I've heard of him.
You guys are lame. Holy cow. So, David Fincher is set to direct Brad Pitt in the continuing adventures of Cliff Booth, at least that's the rumor, the name of the movie, for Netflix. So Tarantino will do the screenplay, and David Fincher is set to direct the film.
Mr. Poli-Sci Nerd went on for 10 minutes, and now we've got 30 seconds.
He's like the Supreme Court 5-4 Arkansas. Right. Supreme Court Arkansas 5-4.
Let's check.
How dare you call me boring? I knew that stuff, and that is not boring, that political stuff.
Mary, on your way to work, have you ever caught anyone barebacking?
Barebacking?
Yeah.
Is that like hitchhiking?
No.
I don't know then.
Steve, do you save these stories on the days I'm here to try and get me fired? What is the story?
Have you seen someone barebacking on your way to work?
On a horse?
No. Maybe no, I'm not. No. The answer is
okay.
No.
Barebacking. Go on. Barebacking is this new thing that's happening with Gen X or Gen Z, one of the Gens, I don't know. and I was reading this in Forbes magazine, so don't be so scared.
Okay.
People who are riding in the subway. And you know, how about raw dogging on flights?
Yes, where you don't do without, this is without your phone, right?
That sound good.
Without raw your phone. Raw dogging is where you just.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, nothing.
I'm not saying anything.
What is
the story?
Raw dogging is when you're on a flight and you don't watch a movie or your phone or
you
anything.
You just enjoy the flight itself.
You just stare ahead?
All
right, never mind.
So now, what did I say wrong?
Nothing.
So now barebacking is people who do it.
Lavka's cracking up too.
On the subway.
Do what?
Nothing.
Like you don't you just
stand there.
You don't enjoy technology.
Yeah,
right.
But
it
do
distract you.
Do you know the original use of that term,
but
Steve?
But wait, the new twist is you will look at a fellow commuter like you just stare at them.
Yeah. Okay. That's the newest term?
Yeah. What Kevin?
No. Mary, 10 seconds.
Okay,
you got something?
Okay, Mickey Mouse is headed to the Middle East. Disney.
Okay, that's pretty. All right.
Disney's opening its 7th Disney theme park in Abu Dhabi.
All right.
Yes, first one in the Middle East.
Everybody's got a story. Breaking the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at WGN.